Welcome to the Bambushi Happy Hour. I am Peju Bambushi Roethlisberger.
Hi, everyone, and I'm Naomi Bambushi.
And this is the Bambushi Happy Hour Pop Edition. How are you, Mom? What's up?
Oh, I'm wonderful, sweetie. Everything is going just great and, you know, enjoying the last few days of summer, anticipating the holiday weekend. Had a wonderful past weekend, went to a
rodeo.
First rodeo I've ever seen, and it was an indoor rodeo, and it was very exciting. Lots of activities and lots of fun. You know, and I hope to go back again sometime soon. It was really, really, really very different than the rodeos I'd seen on TV as a kid. It was really exciting and, like I said, a lot of fun. And I would recommend it to anyone looking for good family fun. Well, you know, they had people there from babies, little infants in the arm, from 0 to 80. It was a lot of fun. And beyond 80. Somebody there was older than 80. Yeah. A wonderful time. Yeah, sweetie, so how you been doing? What's been going on with you?
I'm doing well. I think I attended the same rodeo that you did. And it was a lot of fun. It was different than I thought. You know, it was really well organized, and I liked most of the events. The star of the show to me were the little kids. Like, they had kids as young as 5 competing in a little contest, and of course they had like the bull riding. One of the little things that I didn't really particularly care for was with the little baby calves. I didn't like that when they were roping them. I didn't think that was, you know, too cute. But everything else I thought was a lot of fun, and it was definitely different than I expected. So I'm gonna recommend to go you know, rodeo if you can.
Look, you won't see any blood, and you won't see any blood, and they don't hit or abuse the animals, at least not in front of us.
Oh, all right.
So you know, so yeah, we can recommend it for family entertainment.
Oh, for sure. Yeah. And we also are going to a baseball game later on, so we'll let you know how that goes. The Rangers, I think it's the Rangers and the Astros. So we'll let everybody know about that.
Okay.
All right. Let's get
forward to it.
Let's have a toast. And today we're going to toast to Serena Williams. We're not going to talk about it yet, but we're going to do a special toast to the GOAT. And we're going to have some Ciroc, Ma, because believe it or not, I've never had Ciroc before.
Well, I have had Ciroc, and I'm going to have it again today.
Okay.
Health, wealth, and happiness, long life and prosperity. Salud.
Salud. Okay. All right, Ciroc is good. All right, so Serena Williams, Mom. Serena Williams is playing her final professional Grand Slam tournament at the U.S. Open. And many people thought it might be her last match last night.
Unfortunately, myself included.
But I had positive thoughts.
Yes, you did.
And I had faith that Serena was going to pull it through, and she put on a show.
And fabulous. Even little Olympia was fabulous.
Yep, she came out there all black and glitter from her shoes to her hair. She had on the jacket that was all black and glittered up, and she took that off, and underneath she had layers on her on the ruffles. Is that what you call it? Like the ruffles? It was like 6 layers, but she said she had to take 2 of them off because it was so hot.
Yeah, that outer layer was like the cape, and she took off the cape and she took off the heavy jacket. But wait a minute, when she took all that off, she still had on long sleeves and glitter. I said nobody but Serena would be playing in double long sleeves. I thought she was going to take it off.
But it was mesh.
Yeah, well, it was mesh, but it was still covered, you know. And do you see anybody else doing that?
Well,
no.
Do you see anybody else playing as good as
the
Serena?
GOAT, right. Well, the GOAT did it. I said, oh, my God. Fabulous. That's all I can say about it. I was so happy. It was so entertaining. And I felt so happy for Serena. And I felt, you know, privileged to have, you know, watched her all these years and, you know, and been entertained and impressed by her, you know, her drive and her excellence. And it just was a feel-good time. It was a wonderful evening of entertainment. I really enjoyed it immensely and was so happy for Serena.
Well, me too. She's still continuing on in the tournament, guys. So, you know, check her out. She's going to be in the tournament on Wednesday, August 31st. Actually, by the time you hear this episode, she will be playing or would have played. So I'm sending her positive vibes into the second round and beyond that to the GOAT.
Yeah, best of luck, Serena, in all your future endeavors as you continue to evolve.
Okay, now let's talk about another star. Superstar singer, Lizzo. So Lizzo, unfortunately, some people have said some mean things about Lizzo recently. Ari Spears, the comedian, was on
Didn't you do a show with him? Oh, I'm sorry. I could have sworn you did a show with him.
That is kind of true.
Okay.
That it wasn't his show, but yeah.
You were on a show with him.
Yes, that's correct.
Okay.
So while accepting Lizzo, while accepting her award at the VMAs, she appeared to respond to what Ari Spears had said. Now she said, and now for, I'm going to say itches instead of the B word. And now for itches, they got something to say about me in the press. And she's calling back to what Nicki Minaj said in 2015. You know what? I'm not going to say anything. They'd be like, Lizzo, why don't you clap back? Why don't you clap back? Because itch, I'm winning, ho. That's what Lizzo said to the audience. She said, big itch is winning, ho. Best revenge is your paper itch. And I believe that. And I know Beyonce says that in some of her songs as well. And I think that's great. However, Ari Spears was, to me, out of pocket. When he was asked about Lizzo's music, he said, I can't get past the fact that she looks like the shit emoji. She's got a very pretty face, but she keeps showing her body off like, come on, I'm sorry. Listen, he said, explaining that while he's not the most in shape, he is funny, has swagger and confidence, and is at least decent looking enough to attract the opposite sex. I think I'm at least handsome, he said. And adding, a woman that's built like a plate of mashed potatoes is in trouble. And he then went on to call out the hypocrisy in women who praise body confidence and sisterhood, but won't discuss health risks like diabetes, heart problems, heart disease, and cholesterol. So, Ma, what are your thoughts on Ari Spears and also Lizzo's response?
Okay. I love Lizzo's response. And I feel that Ari Spears, while he does have some very legitimate points about health concern issues, he does not have to be mean. He does not have to be derogatory. And he does not have to body shame to make his point. So I'm going to say plus and minus for both of them, and it's a wash. Because whereas Lizzo was saying her paper, her this, her that, it is true that the African-American community and people of color in general have epidemic numbers when it comes to things that are related to being obesity and morbid obesity. And it is extremely unhealthy. And Lizzo, I don't know. But in her response, I don't think she did acknowledge those things.
Well, I don't think it was for her to acknowledge those things because that's not what he...
I don't know if that was his intent speaking to her.
Right.
I'm only trying to discern what you said to me.
I didn't
read it or anything. I don't know.
Yeah.
When we talk about the legitimacy of saying it's okay to be overweight, no, it is not okay because it's unhealthy. However, when we talk about body shaming and talking about people who are overweight and calling them names and making jokes and all that kind of thing, no, that's a no. That's a no-no. That's out of pocket. That's no.
I have a lot of things with that. I think that he was inappropriate for his comments. I think that as far as Lizzo, I think that what Lizzo does is trying to encourage people to appreciate who they are and not to hide away and feel ashamed of, you know, their physical appearance. And I think she's right to do that. As far as the health concerns, yes, all of those things are true. But like you said, there's a way to address those issues. And as far as Aries Spears, listen, I don't want to talk about how anybody looks physically because I don't think that that is important as far as the superficial is concerned. But he says that I heard him say something about being subjective. A lot of people wouldn't ever say that Aries Spears is a very attractive man if we're just talking about the physical. I don't know many women that would just say, oh, he's so handsome, he's so sexy. You know, if he's picking up these women, a lot of women may be interested in him because of his finances, if you want to be honest. I don't, you know, if that's the direction that you're trying to go in.
Yeah, absolutely.
And that's not good.
There's legitimate points all the way around. If you want to talk about Lizzo again, Lizzo goes a bit further than the average woman. Lizzo has been, correct me if I'm wrong, Lizzo has attended sports games, basketball games or whatever, with a big crack, a big hole in the back of her outfit, exposing her anus hole. I don't think most people, no matter what size they are, would do that.
Well, that's true.
I think she goes a little step beyond. And then I saw Lizzo in a mesh outfit that was totally transparent all the way down. And whatever of her genitalia you could see, it was exposed. You know, I saw her in some kind of mesh outfit, and you could just see all the way through it.
Well,
so
yes,
so to me,
I understand that,
she's
also a star. She's also a superstar.
But other people are superstars too, and they don't cut a big hole in their pants going to a sports game.
Prince,
to a basketball game or performing.
Probably performing.
All right then. I'm talking about I'm going to a basketball game and your crack is in my face.
Well, I mean,
Lizzo was extreme. Come on.
Okay, maybe she's extreme, but do you think that he would have said that if she was thinner?
No, but he would have said some other nasty things.
Okay, well.
We won't go there. But
I think he doesn't have much leg to stand on.
It's inappropriate to shame anyone for any reason.
Correct.
That's the whole idea.
Correct.
Of
you should not attack people.
That's
then here's my issue with him. Not only did he shame her, he said he's handsome. To who?
He's not handsome.
To who?
Unfortunately, I've seen him, and he's not handsome.
Right. And listen, I wouldn't even say anything about you except you attack
somebody.
Because
if you introduce the subject, then it's fair game.
Right.
Then we can all jump in there. Look, you had no business, you know, trying to shame Lizzo or anyone else, okay? You know, you can make your point. You could talk about, you know, poor health, diabetes, and heart risk, and hypertension. You could talk about all those things all you want, but you don't need to body shame anyone to make your point.
No.
So that's the whole thing.
That's
where he's dead wrong.
It was just in poor taste.
Yeah.
It was in
poor taste. They both done things in poor taste as far as I'm concerned.
But
he's attacking.
Anybody.
No, he's attacking.
Right.
I'm with you, daughter. He's attacking, and for that, he's dead wrong. And so whatever you get back at you, Aries, you better be able to handle it. And if you think you're good looking, you better take another look, because you are not. You are average at best.
I don't know about that. Okay.
Average at best. Okay?
Right. He shouldn't have said that.
And I'm not attacking you. I'm telling you like it is.
And I don't want to say anything about anybody's looks because I feel like that's not important. I feel like if you're a good person, I feel like if you're funny and you have swag, but when you attack people, any type of attractiveness you thought you had, to me, you lose that. So
listen, I will not attack, but I will defend. Okay? Aries, nobody's attacking you, but we are defending. Okay?
Right.
We are defending because you attacked.
Right.
Okay.
All right. So, some J-Lo news. So we know that J-Lo, you know, had a second wedding to Ben Affleck, not too long ago, and she called out some of her guests because someone apparently leaked footage of her backup dancers, of her serenading Ben Affleck, and her backup dancers were serenading Ben Affleck. Did I say that correctly? And she was really upset about it because it was an intimate moment, and they signed an NDA. So she's been in the news lately. But there's been some other things that she's been in the news for that just kind of seem a little strange to me. So Heather Morris, if you remember from Glee, a former dancer and actress, she claims that J-Lo cut dancers strictly for being Virgos. Don't know if that's true or not, but she came in one day and at the end of them auditioning, she asked everyone to raise their hand. And she asked if there are any Virgos, and they raised their hands, and she told them that they were gone. Now, Heather Morris said that she was not there, but this is a story that she's heard from many people. And so many people say it, she tends to believe it.
Okay.
And then,
so what's the point?
Finally, my question to you is one that is circulating now, is about A-Rod. A-Rod was attempting to buy a professional team. I'm not going to say the name of the professional team that he was attempting to buy. And him and J-Lo, it was thought that him and J-Lo were going to go in it together, apparently, for some people. And because of that, because they're no longer a couple, people are concerned that he doesn't have the finances to purchase the team.
Well, would yeah, you, she did take pull her money out.
Would you ever go into a partnership of millions of dollars, like $200 million, $500 million with someone that you aren't legally married to, is my question to you.
Yes. I definitely would.
A romantic partner?
It doesn't matter. We're not talking about the romance. We're talking about the business. Yes, I would.
It was the Minnesota Timberwolves.
Okay, look, if we are both investing our money, it's a contract just like any other. And if I thought you were financially responsible and financially solvent, of course, it's a business deal. If we're both wealthy and we're making business investments, of course.
Well, it was rumored that people thought that J-Lo was involved, but they never actually really...
Well, I don't know, but what you're asking me, would I? Yes.
You would?
Yes. Now, if you're asking me if I would take all my money and pump it into somebody just because I liked them or loved them and they were financially irresponsible and had no money, which is the way most of these things go, that's a different story. But when I have people who have a multimillionaires, almost billionaires, pooling their money together, yes, it's a business, of course.
Well, it appears as though...
A-Rod
is running a little bit short, and so we'll see if he'll be able to come up
maybe he needs to find another investor or whatever. That's a different story.
Well, he already had a partner that he was going in with it, and him and J-Lo were supposed to maybe come in the partnership together.
We're spending a lot of time on something. Either he wants to do it and we'll find other financial backing, or he doesn't because she pulled out of the deal. But that was just her emotional response or whatever they were doing.
I just think it's not a good idea, if that's true, to go into a partnership with someone that you aren't married to.
I mean, I'm not agreeing with you. It's not a good idea if you're doing it based on emotionalism.
Okay.
If it's a solid and stable financial endeavor, then that's business. If you're just doing something flaky and fluky because you love them or, you know, you have a good sex life or something crazy, mm-hmm. then you shouldn't be doing it.
Okay.
But if it's a solid financial venture, then you should do it. It's a financial partner.
Okay. All right.
So what happens is that most of these things are lopsided and based on emotionalism and not based on, you know, sound financial, you know, expertise. That's what it is.
Yeah. And we don't know exactly what happened. This is just, you know, rumors and things that we're not 100% sure. So, let's move on to Chris Rock. So Chris Rock was recently asked, to host the 2023 Oscars. And his response was, going back to the Oscars would be like asking Nicole Brown Simpson to go back to the restaurant where she left her eyeglasses before she was killed. Obviously in reference to the murder trial of O.J. Simpson. So he rejected hosting the Oscars. Mom, what are your thoughts? Should Chris Rock take this as an opportunity to go back to the Oscars and host, or do you agree with him?
I don't know. I could go either way. And only Chris knows how he felt at that moment. It would be good if he could reach a point where he felt like he could go back and just say, in other words, whatever. It would be showing the world and Will Smith in particular, you know what? I'm here, and because of your behavior, you over there, wherever you are, not even allowed to come, you know, and you know, present or whatever, and certainly you won't be nominated for anything this year. You know, in other words, he would show, be able to, it would be a sort of way of showing that he has succeeded and moved past that. So it would be excellent if he could bring himself to do that, or he could take it like, hey, I felt unprotected, unsafe, and unsupported in that environment, so I'm not going back. Mm-hmm. You know, I mean, he could take it either way. To me, I would like to think and hope that I would be able to go back. I would go back if they invited me back. I'd be there with bells on.
Yeah, I mean, I'm not really sure. I'm kind of, you know, torn between whether if I would go back or not. I mean, I understand Chris Rock, you know, as far as it would just be an awkward it would be an awkward event. I probably may not go back the first year, but maybe 2024, I would give it some time.
See, but it is some time. You got a year in between. And to me, the sooner you go back, the sooner you confront it.
But it would just be weird. It's just like he's taking advantage of an opportunity.
Well, what do you mean taking advantage? They owe him that opportunity.
Yeah, that's true.
You know, but, so I mean, I respect your opinion, you know.
Okay, whatever. I mean, listen, you can't go wrong with that either way, if he goes or if he doesn't. But I understand whatever he decides. Okay, so Ma, Tom Brady is also making headlines because, as you know, he was not in preseason for 11 days. He disappeared, and there's been all types of rumors as to where he went. Some people are saying that he went on vacation with Giselle, went to the Bahamas. Some people thought he went on The Masked Singer. Some people thought he had plastic surgery, all types of lovely things they thought. But the most likable thing is that he did go on vacation with Giselle based on reports. So his response, everyone has different situations they're dealing with, and we all have unique challenges to our lives. I'm 45 years old, man. There's a lot of shit going on, so you just have to try and figure out life the best that you can. You know, it's a continuous process. So do you think that Tom Brady owes the public an explanation as to where he was?
No.
Or do you think that he owes the fans?
No. He doesn't owe anybody anything. He told them he'd be gone for a minute and he'd be back, and he went for a couple of weeks and he came back. And that's just absolutely fine. He doesn't owe them anything. He gives them the best that he's got, and he's been doing it for a while now, you know. Mm-hmm. And things do happen, all sorts of things, and he's brought the least amount of drama for the longest amount of time than any of these other players, you know. Mm-hmm. And no, I don't think he owes anybody anything more than what he shared. He had some things to attend to, and whether it was his health, the health of his family, the health of his marriage, or whatever, he's entitled to that. We have family medical leave. We have the Family Medical Leave Act since the 90s under Bill Clinton. You know, so what's the big deal? That was just family medical leave. Yeah. And it isn't just for health. It's also for, it isn't just for physical health. It's for emotional health, psychological health, and emotional support. It absolutely is. In fact, I've had to use it within my own family. You know, so I think that's fine.
I
think he had a very pleasant attitude. I saw the conference. I saw it. They had the whole thing on YouTube. I saw it, and I thought
You thought he had a pleasant attitude.
I thought he had a pleasant attitude when being interviewed about his time off. his time away. Now, some people would have got up there and said, look, man, none of your business, and
well,
cut it short.
But it is nobody's business.
Well, yeah. But
to me.
But he was very
Whatever
nice
he
about
does,
it.
Is his business.
He was very nice about it. He didn't say, look, there's none of your damn business. Don't ask me if y'all walk away. He was nice. He said, you know, it's different problems that, you know, came up, and I had to deal with it. He didn't specify what the problem was. That would have been going a little bit far to me, because he didn't owe anybody that. But he was patient, he was kind, and he was asking people to have the same attitude toward him.
Well, I mean, I think that's
And
what...
I've seen him show that patience to other people.
Well, yeah.
When they were having terrible
problems. Yeah, I think that Tom Brady doesn't owe anybody anything, except he may owe his family something, and that's their business. That's been our business.
Right, of course.
And this notion that I just seen many different sports pundits and analysts say all types of crazy things. I heard one say, oh, because you're 45, it should be easier. Oh, you have a child that's a teenager. Mm. Oh, they're in high school. Oh, things are easier. I'm like, well, first of all, he has 3 children.
Right.
And you don't know what is going on, and you just don't know. And Tom Brady doesn't know that to anybody.
They're just digging.
Yeah.
They're just digging
they
for
just
a
leave,
story.
Leave the man alone. You know, he'll be fine.
Right.
He's another GOAT.
Right. He's a total GOAT. And if he has anything that he wants to share, he will. Other than that, just keep it moving. Go look for someplace else. Many, many millions of stories, you know, to be had. Go ahead and find another story, because that's all you're getting from Tom. And shout out to you, 1-2. Glad you're back.
Okay, and finally, Ma, question about two of your favorite people, Joe Rogan and Aaron Rodgers. Apparently, Aaron Rodgers was on an episode of the Joe Rogan Experience, and Rogan talked about how the pandemic is over and people are going to recognize that some serious errors were made and not repeat those. That's the best you can get out of it. But as far as compensation for all those people that were forced to close their businesses and keep their doors shuttered and lost everything they'd worked for decades to build, now they're just going to be angry. And so Aaron Rodgers said, well, you know, what would you tell those people? And Rogan replied, vote Republican. So, of course, I completely disagree with this, Ma. Would you ever be a guest on the Joe Rogan show if he invited you?
No.
And would you ever invite him to come on our podcast?
No.
Why?
No, I can't do that.
Just
I can't do that. No, because I do not, would not like to give an audience to the things that I already know he stands for.
Now, he has a huge audience.
I understand all that.
Okay.
But there are other people with huge audiences as well that I would invite. That's like asking me, would I invite someone who I know is maybe a conservative, which I easily may do, but would I invite somebody who's a member of the KKK? No.
Well, he doesn't like Donald Trump anymore.
Because one, I'm given a platform to,
and
I know what that platform is.
Correct.
The other one, maybe I want to hear. Maybe you have some thoughts. Maybe we have common ground that I don't know about or understand about. But when you have gone already so far, as to join the KKK or something along that line, then I know for sure that I don't know about us having anything that we can learn from each other at this juncture.
Oh, and you he loves me? DeSantis, just letting you know.
Yeah,
he's going to support DeSantis.
So, no. So, you know, but I do know that I might be giving you a platform to
but
spread
he already
whatever
has,
your propaganda
like,
is.
He's already the top podcast.
Well, why would I invite him to my show?
Well, you would invite him to the show.
Because I think to increase my own following?
To, number one, increase your own following. And two, to talk to him and try to get to, you know,
I would
why
think that,
does he think the
I would,
way that he
I
does?
Would feel that I would feel that I would feel that I would be acting in a very unethical way and in a way that a person who has no integrity would behave. In other words, the end justifies the means. In other words, anything, doesn't matter what I have to do to increase my, membership or subscribers, and that's a no-no.
I think that he
has, and that's a no-no.
I mean, the Joe Rogan that I remember from his early interviews is not the same person that we see now.
Right. See, we even given too much time to Joe Rogan, as far as I'm concerned. I don't even think it's healthy even to give this much time.
He has a lot of followers.
Okay.
He has a lot of... Okay. I don't know what you think you're saying
by saying that. Okay, he has a lot of followers. But are they our followers?
No. It's fine. And then, what about Aaron Rodgers?
What about him?
Would you like to interview Aaron Rodgers?
I would. Okay. I would invite Aaron Rodgers, although I am very disappointed, and you know, and at least one thing that he has done that to me is very unhealthy and very unintelligent, and that's his stance regarding the COVID vaccine.
He said he was allergic.
His anti-vax.
To something.
Okay, well, maybe he is. I don't even know what he is, but Aaron Rodgers, I would take a chance and see how I could communicate with him. Don't know that he's far more extreme than I thought.
Yeah, he is.
But I don't know to what extent, you know. And I don't know that we couldn't have meaningful conversation. I don't know that about Aaron Rodgers. So I would take a chance and invite him. And also, he's a football legend.
Yeah.
So for those two reasons, I would give it a chance and invite him.
We'll see.
Or be on his show if he had one.
I think with Aaron Rodgers, you know, I was a huge Aaron Rodgers fan, and I still admire him as a football player. I still do. I really disagree with a lot of things that I've heard him speak out about lately, and so I'm not cool with that. Obviously, the vaccine, his stance on that, I'm not cool with. Joe Rogan, I don't know where Joe Rogan is coming from, but he said a lot of things in the past that I don't think were cool. Don't know him, you know, personally, obviously. Would Aaron Rodgers, I would invite on the show. I would like to talk to a Joe Rogan, probably, just to see how he can, I don't want to say defend himself, but hear his thinking.
Okay.
I mean, I think people should be willing to hear people, sit down with them. You know, I mean, there's certain people, no. Yeah. Like, if he literally was a member of the KKK, if he was David Duke or someone like that,
right.
No.
I gotcha.
But I would want to hear him because he's not the same person that I heard when he first started and to who he is now.
Okay.
So, but not a fan of Joe Rogan right now. Let me just say that.
I would stay away from Joe Rogan, and I actually prefer not to even discuss them on the show, but as it is your format, then, you know, we discuss them. I actually prefer not to discuss him at all.
Okay, well, all right. So then we don't have to talk about him again.
No more today. Okay.
All right.
No more until next Joe Rogan story.
No, it's fine. Okay. So for one of your favorite segments, Naomi Knows Best. Are you ready, Ma?
Yeah. Let's just call this Letters to the Bambushi Happy Hour. Go.
This says Dear Naomi.
Well, but we both answer it, and only one of us is Naomi. Okay, so let's go.
Dear Naomi, I recently ran into some financial problems. I've never been the best at prioritizing budgeting. I'm working on being more frugal. In the meantime, bills needed to be paid and quickly, so I created an OnlyFans account. At first, it was awkward and a little demeaning, but now I've grown accustomed to not only having enough to pay the bills, but having extra for savings. I don't use my real name, so I thought I was safe. Someone recognized me, my 16-year-old son's best friend.
Oh.
I haven't told my husband because it's my fault we were in financial hardship. I maxed out our credit cards on a business venture that has failed to net a profit. And my husband defaulted on a personal loan he took out because of medical bills when I fell in a freak accident. We are finally out of the hole and doing well. Okay. How do I tell my husband I'm addicted to working on OnlyFans? Should I quit? Or come clean out of fear my son's best friend will out me, or pretend it wasn't me. Help me. I think I'm having a midlife crisis.
No, she should continue. Why is she even quitting? She says she loves it and she's getting good money. She can get ahead. Hey, no sense in quitting now. Why are you going to quit now? Your friend's son already seen you. Once your son's friend saw you, the rest of the high school already seen the videos and your husband and all his friends and everything else. It's probably number one. Do they have a ranking system or their OnlyFans?
Believe me,
mommy. Believe me. If your son's teenage friend saw you, so if one saw you, so did all the rest of them. So what you talk about, you might as well stay right on there, keep yourself in shape, update your lingerie, and have your body together and all your toys and oils and sprays and rap and songs and dance and twerks and poles and whatever you use. Have all your apparatus together and stay on. Don't quit because the cat is out the bag. Believe me, what you trying to hide, that's a wrap. Everybody already knows.
Oh my gosh. I don't know. Okay. So I probably would tell my husband what I did.
He already knows. Right. Believe me. He just ain't saying nothing. He might be proud of you. I don't know how you look. He might be proud of you. He's spending that money, right? He's out of trouble. Don't quit. Keep it going.
Or he could be one of those husbands that just like, you know, really naive and, you know, sweet and nice. And they just want to believe the best about their wife, that their wife could never do
that.
Yeah,
he's going to believe that it's a twin. That you have a twin with an OnlyFans account, you know.
But she changed her name. So Clark Kent, Superman.
That's definitely fool him. I hope you wear some eyeglasses or something while you're performing. Yeah, that'll fool him. Okay, good.
Oh, yeah, you might as well tell him because, like Ma said, I think that he may already know, and your son probably definitely knows. So please follow up with us and let us know how this story comes out because this one was kind of funny.
All right, let us know what happens. Okay.
Ma, is there anything that you want to say before we go?
I want to say everybody... just have a wonderful, wonderful last holiday weekend of the summer because it's wrapping up very quickly and we'll be talking about how chilly it is, you know, coming soon.
Yeah.
So enjoy the last holiday of the summer. Be safe. Go vote if any type of election is going on in your area. I don't care what it is. Not only go vote, run for something. You know, be a council person, be a congresswoman, man, other, whatever, you know, just get involved because we're fighting for our democracy, y'all, and it's no joke. Everything that we take for granted, hey, it's in jeopardy, okay? All the freedoms to do what we want to do, all those things are in jeopardy. You see what has already happened to women's reproductive rights, and you see how they are trying to minimize, shrink, or eradicate voting rights. Okay, they're coming for LGBTQ communities, okay? And on and on and on. People, get involved, and it starts with voting.
Yeah, and I forgot to mention it, Ma. That was a good thing that you brought up about the trigger laws, because we know that the trigger laws were here in Texas. They happened very recently, and I think it's probably...
a couple of weeks ago, right?
Yeah.
Something like that,
I mean,
yeah.
there's like 13 states that have trigger laws. And we, unfortunately are one of them. So please get out there and vote. If you care about women, you know, if you're pro women, please get out there and vote.
And not only women, you know what? All of us, quality of life issues. These are that impact us all. I mean, women just simply carry the babies. I don't mean simply. It is women exclusively who carry the babies, but it affects all of us. Mm-hmm. It impacts on all of our lives. So, you know, get out there. Don't take it for granted because these rights can be taken away from us and we're looking at it. We're looking at it happening, you know. So get involved and don't act like there's nothing we can do because there are things that we can do. There is something that each of us can do.
Oh, for sure. All right, guys. So, you know, thanks for listening to the Bambushi Happy Hour, guys. Follow us on Twitter, Instagram, and Facebook at the Bambushi Happy Hour, and also All Things Peju. Guys, visit our shop, look around, and purchase something. It's the Etsy shop. Bambushi Happy Hour. Also, guys, email us if you want us to mention you, you want to give us some comments or whatever, at info@bambushihappyhour.com. And of course, subscribe to our YouTube channel, All Things Peju. We have some really great guests coming up, guys. We really do appreciate all the